Hey JD Tribe, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Care Spotlight, where it's not just about bubble baths and massages, but getting to the heart of what it really means to live your best life against the backdrop of everyday life. What started as a product idea that would allow women to embrace the healing practice of journaling became the Journal Deck, which eventually spun off to create this podcast. Every week, I interview inspiring and authentic women who are just as likely to meditate as they are to curse, but they are committed to practicing self-care and living their truth. And we're sharing that collective wisdom with you to create your very own self-care lifestyle. I'm your host and founder, Alyssa Cousins, and today is a solo podcast episode, where I'm going to be sharing some big news and also doing somewhat of a mid-year check-in. This is a very real talk conversation that I have been called to do, and now I'm ready to share. You ready? Let's dive into the episode. Okay, guys. So, where am I? It's June, so it's halfway through the year. We have a full moon in Capricorn coming up this week on Thursday, June 28th, and I am feeling the overall word would be like, or maybe it's a phrase, pull back. I feel like I need to pull back. And I think this episode is going to be really cathartic for me to share because this, you know, what I'm going to be sharing is something that I've been wanting to share, something that I think has been kind of percolating and, you know, little bubbles have been boiling, and now I feel like it's at this full boil, and I really need to just share it and be honest about it. So I think this is going to feel really cathartic for me to just share my thoughts. I have not much planned for how this is exactly going to go. I'm just going to be riffing here on my life and where I am, and it's halfway through the year, and it's kind of this beautiful point to take a moment and reflect, reassess where we are. You know, where are you? It's halfway through the year. Where are you in your life? Especially if you're listening to this during the week that this came out, the week of June 28th, as I said, that's the full moon in Capricorn. And there was literally, for my astrology junkies, there was a new moon in Capricorn, the same sign, all the way back in January at the beginning of the year. So it really is a beautiful point to reassess. And there might be some things that are kind of coming to the surface. And for me, wow, this just hit me. What's coming to the surface is the fact that, if you remember, I recorded an episode, and I talked a lot about it in like December, January, that my word for the year has been spaciousness, that I wanted to create space. That was like the overriding feeling. And it's interesting that right now, I know that there's this full moon, and some of the astrology reading I was looking at said that there might be some stuff that's coming to the surface that started at the beginning of the year, that maybe it's like you finally, it just, you're gonna really root down into something, you're really gonna understand the lesson, you're gonna master something that you've been needing to since the beginning of the year. It's gonna maybe come back up, so it might feel a little intense during that full moon. And for me personally, it just hit me that I think that this is the lesson, is how much have I integrated my word of spaciousness? So for you, you know, how much have you integrated? I know many of you guys, it's like this thing in the self growth community. We choose words for the year. We choose phrases. You know, I want to feel this. I want to feel that for the year. What's your word for the year, right? So what was your word? And, you know, how have you been doing with that word? For me, it was spaciousness. And you know, today what I really wanted to talk about, and maybe this is something that you can relate to, is really honing in and embracing spaciousness in all of the ways. This isn't just about, it's not just about like decluttering and those kind of superficial external layers, which yes, I have been doing actually a lot of that these past 6 months in my home, but I've been doing a lot of it in my business. And, you know, I even just recently sent out a newsletter that said, "This is my last weekly email. Let me explain." That was the name of it. That was the subject. And that had to do a lot with this idea of me wanting to make space. And I feel that at this point, halfway through the year, anything that feels like it's taking up too much space and I'm not feeling aligned with, I want to put it on hiatus or just completely let it go. So for right now, the weekly newsletters for our Journal Deck newsletter, they're taking a hiatus until further notice. Maybe they'll come back, maybe they won't. But I am not feeling bad about it. I'm feeling spacious about it. So I know that if I'm feeling the way I want to feel around it, then I'm good. You know, so I feel solid about that decision to only have a monthly newsletter. And it might seem small, but think about it. Sometimes the smallest changes that you make in your everyday life, your weekly life, can have the biggest impact because they all add up to feel really big and substantial and significant. So where I am right now is truly taking a look to reassess my word of spaciousness, to that feeling that I've been desiring. And how am I doing with it? How are you doing with spaciousness? Do you feel space in your life? For me personally, I had, you know, some context here of what my life has been like and where this conversation is going. I'm getting married next month, and it's on July 20th, Friday, July 20th. We are getting married right in between the two eclipses, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse, and we're getting married sandwiched in the middle of the two. And I'm extremely excited to share this day with my family and my friends. It's an intimate wedding. There's only about 80-some people coming. It's not a huge wedding. I wanted it to be like an intimate summer soiree is what I envision outside, and all the blush pinks and the softness and the feminine uniting with the masculine and all the things. And summer is my favorite time of year and all that. So I'm getting married next month. You know, this, I'm recording this, it's June 25th, and I'm getting married in less than a month. And space feels a little limited these days, if I'm being honest. For those of you that have gotten married, or really any huge event in your life that you've had, whatever it could be, a life event that feels like it takes up a lot of space, a wedding takes up a lot of space. A marriage, you know, preparing for that wedding and for the marriage, for the union of two people, it takes a lot, and you're bringing together all these people at the wedding. There's a lot of coordinating, and I've been pretty chill about it, I think. My mom says I'm too chill, and she's annoyed with me because she says that I need to have more pep in my step to get things done, because she's a little more anxious of a person than I am, and I'm like, oh, life is not an emergency, it'll all get done. But realistically, I know that it's, you know, just about 3 weeks away or so. And yet I feel like I just need space. I need space. And this weekend, I didn't have space, which kind of prompted the theme of this podcast and me coming up with this idea to talk to you guys about this yearly mid-year check-in of space, because this weekend I didn't have space. I had to celebrate, well, not had to, but I wanted to, but we had to drive about an hour and 10 minutes or so to go celebrate my grandmother's 82nd birthday, and I love her to death. She is the best grandma of all the grandmas. She is what a grandmother should be, and I want to celebrate this majestic woman in my life who is all things to me of the feminine energy. I mean, she's so compassionate and loving and caring to the max, right? And I wanted to celebrate that, but we had to drive an hour and 10 minutes or so just to get to this winery to celebrate with my mother's side of the family. And I was around all these people. We had this long drive to get there. And then we had to drive all the way back home, another hour and 10 minutes. And then the following day, I had to, again, it's like, I feel bad saying I had to because I want to celebrate, but one of my childhood best friends, she is having twins. She is my childhood best friend, like my childhood BFF. You know, we exchanged necklaces that had one side of the heart and everything. And she's having twins, and we are not as close as we used to be by any means. You know, when we were children, we were so very close, and we've kind of shifted and we have different values these days, so we aren't as close, but there will always be that thread between us of the thread of childhood will always be in us and connecting us. And so I wanted to go celebrate her twins, and these are her first baby, which turned into babies, so which that's huge. It's such truly a miracle. All life is a miracle, but it's double and even more of a miracle. So I had to do that then yesterday, right after my grandmother's celebration, which was the day before. And then I had to also go to my third wedding dress fitting. And I have another one scheduled for July 8th. Hopefully that's the last dress fitting. We're trying to get the length of the dress correctly with the hem. It's very long and I don't want to fall. So it was just like, you know, I wasn't with Brad that whole day yesterday because none of it really was involving him. And so I was just out and I had dinner at my mom's right after I did the dress fitting, and then I finally went home. And then when I got home, I just wanted to be with Brad, and he was finishing up work on the computer. And then my mom was texting me again and telling me, you know, did you do this? Did you do that? And asking me about table settings. And let's just take a breath in together. Breathe in. Exhale it out. If you can tell, like, just me describing all of that, that doesn't feel like space, right? So we're here, and I'm sitting here in my kitchen talking to you, trying to find space, trying to honor space. I just went for a 2-mile walk with major elevation gains. I live on a huge hill, and I just felt like I needed to go physically exert myself, and I did a little bit of spontaneous legs work down by the river and was just like doing some lunges, and I just felt like I needed to physically exert my body and sweat, and hiked my butt all the way back up the hill and didn't take the dog and tried not to feel guilty about that because, again, I felt like I needed space in my head. So I didn't even want to take the dog. I wanted to be alone. I am realizing how much I didn't know I was an introvert, and I think I am an introvert. I believe people think I am an extrovert because of how much I work with women and the retreats I do and the workshops and all the things. But I don't rejuvenate through other people. I rejuvenate by being alone. I think that my fiance rejuvenates being around others. I'm usually the one that will nudge him, like elbow him, or whisper in his ear, like, or beg him, can we go home? I'm the one usually... I'm the one that does that. Like, I actually don't even know if he ever does that, really. I'm the one who's always asking, can we leave yet? Is it okay? Is it suitable? Is it a suitable time that we can leave? And so I didn't take the dog, and I just tried to go and find space and decompress. And I just got back, and now I am recording this. So in the spirit of spaciousness, someone should count how many times I say that word in this episode. In the spirit of spaciousness, what I want to share with you is that this is going to be my last podcast episode for a little bit. Definitely for the month of July. I am not going to record any other episodes. I am not going to release any episodes. No, not redoing any old ones. Nada. I'm taking a little hiatus for the month of July, and my intention is to be back in August. That's my intention. And I've thought about this. It makes me nervous. I shared on Instagram that I was nervous about something I needed to share, and this is that thing. I was nervous. I am nervous to even say it out loud, to admit that I need space. But I'm going to ask you guys to give me some grace here to bow out for a month, the month of July, so that I can really focus on the things that I feel most called to focus on right now, meaning what feels most in alignment with me right now. And for me, number one, this is really about priorities right now, right? For me right now, the number one priority is getting married. I get married on July 20th, so that's number one. And I have a lot of time off from all of my things to focus on getting married and enjoying that time, because the last thing I want is to feel like I didn't enjoy getting married and leading up to getting married and then my honeymoon and all of the things. I want to focus on my love, on my beloved, and the union, the commitment that we are taking to one another. I want to do that. I deserve that, and he deserves that, and our relationship as this third entity deserves that. So that's number one priority. My other priorities, you know, while I'm not doing the podcast and while I'm not doing a weekly newsletter, essentially is going to be focusing then work-wise pretty much just on my retreat, which is coming up over Labor Day weekend. So I'll be getting like the final. I just had a meeting actually with my assistant Jen this weekend, and I'm feeling really solid and prepared to move forward and feel like it'll be good to go when I get back from my honeymoon, that I'll be ready to go in August to really focus on like all things retreat. And we have a couple spaces left, maybe like three spaces, if you want to come and hang out with us in Ohio Pal in the woods of Pennsylvania. And you can find that. I will put a link in the show notes. I believe this will be episode 62. So thejournaldeck.com/episode62. It's called the Radiance Retreat. And so I'll be focusing on that. And I will be focusing on the SCC, the existing SCC. That means that I'm also not going to be recruiting any new members for the Self-Care Collective, our online membership. I am actively not recruiting for the month of July. I don't think I'm going to actively be recruiting for the month of August. So again, I'm taking a hiatus from recruiting for our online membership, the SCC, the members that we have. I'm going to focus on them, really. I'm going to focus on who's already there. And I feel okay with that. So those are the three things. Focusing on the SCC as it is right now and those members, focusing on my retreats, and number one, my priority is my wedding. And of course, also getting you ladies your journal decks and your Goddess Edition journal decks. Those are going to go out. I most likely am going to get them out right after my honeymoon. So they'll probably get shipped the very last couple days of July. And my intention then is you'll have them like the first week of August, except for my international folks, that might take a little bit longer, obviously, to get them to you. But just waiting on the pouches. And once I have the pouches, then I will be, because I have the decks, and once I have the pouches, I can stuff them and send them off to you guys. So realistically, I'll do my wedding, and then I will go on my honeymoon and come back and then send those out. So I just feel like I have these bullet points of things, and the wedding is number one, and then it'll be like, okay, ship out the decks and the journals, and then, okay, then I can move on, you know, I'm focusing on SEC members, and then, like, retreat. And then once all of that is complete, my intention is I have, you know, three new offerings that are going to be coming. I'm not going to get into detail about what they all are now, but they'll be coming most likely, I think, in September. And there's three new ways that you're going to be able to work with me one-on-one. It's pretty much for if you are looking for a mentor role for a business, a soulful business, a heart-centered business, I'll say that. So you'll be able to work with me one-on-one, and then there's going to be other ways for you to work with the journal deck. Actually, there's not any physically new, like, physical products coming out, but there's other ways, two other ways that you're going to be able to work with the deck, and that's what I'll say right now. So there's going to be three new offerings coming in September once I feel like I give all of this wedding season of my life, this season of my life that I'm in, as Rebecca Campbell would say, you know, this season of my life that I'm in, I'm focusing so much on that. And then once September rolls around, there's literally going to be a shift in the seasons with fall coming. And then that'll be, to me, this natural transition for all of us as a collective to transition into what's coming for the fall and for the holiday season and then into the winter and then eventually into the new year all the way into 2019. So just know that there's new offerings, three new offerings coming, and those will be around September. But back to this season. So this season that I'm in right now, I'm trying to eliminate the noise that doesn't feel aligned with me right now. And that's not to say that the podcast is noise or that I don't love it, because I've told you guys I love doing this. But if you can be honest with yourself, you know when something feels like a hell yes. And right now, the hell yes that I'm feeling is, hell yes, Alyssa, you need to step away from some things. And one of those things is the podcast, even though you love it. And you'll come back. I promise. I'm coming back. Plan is August, my birthday month. I'll be back. And, you know, I got some confirmation today when I was doing my morning meditation. And before I did anything else, I typically do some type of self-care something. And it's my me time. So this morning I went outside and I sat on my deck and it was still kind of dewy. So I laid a towel down, but the sun was shining. And I took out my new deck from Rebecca Campbell that I've been enjoying getting to know the deck. It's called Work Your Light, and I've already, you know, mentioned it before, but I sat down and been doing this practice where it's a part of my meditation where I do this heart listening, and I got this idea from Courtney Carver, the author of the book Soulful Simplicity, which I really recommend. I'll make a note here so that I write that in the show notes. And what you essentially do, as you can do this with me now, unless you're driving, is you just place a hand on your heart, your right hand, your left hand, doesn't really matter which one feels more aligned. Left side is feminine side, right side is masculine energy, and take what you think you need right now, and you essentially would just close your eyes, and in my mind, I typically do it in silence, I don't really speak it out loud, I just close my eyes, and I would ask my heart, like this morning I literally said, good morning, heart. And I heard back, good morning, love. And I said, it can be as simple as just asking your heart, what do I need to know today, heart? And the first thing I heard was, you are loved. And I said, is there anything else that I need to know? And the answer was very clear, and it said, you are okay, and you need peace. Usually, for me, my heart talks in really short, succinct statements. And, you know, you could call it your heart, your soul, your intuition, whatever you want to call it. I call it my heart. All the same. And, okay, so you are okay, and you need peace. And then as soon as I heard that, then I had one hand on my heart and one hand on my deck, and I pulled it and I flipped it, and the card that came up was, take a break. A life's work, not a season. Get off the treadmill. So I wanted to read to you what it says here, because it really spoke to me after hearing you need peace. It says, it's okay to take a break and enjoy your creations. To take a moment from your busy schedule, to get off the treadmill of life, to appreciate and acknowledge all that you have created, achieved, released, or experienced before rushing on to the next thing. Yes, before moving into all the things I have planned for the fall. To be in the moment and enjoy where you are. To take a breath and regather. To recalibrate, appreciate, and celebrate. To decide what you really want to experience next. If you take a moment, you are not going to miss out. Perhaps you just completed a project, manifested something significant, or released an old way of being, or have just been burning the candle at both ends. Now is the time to take time before rushing on to the next thing. You did it. Enjoy yourself. Recalibrate. Go recharge and replenish. Take a break and a breath. Yeah, that's what I pulled. My heart said, you need peace. And I pulled, take a break. Get off the treadmill. You want to be, as Rebecca Campbell always says, it's a life's work. It's not a season. Like, you don't want to just have a season of work. You want to have a life's work. I want the journal deck to be more than just this season of my life. I want this to truly be my life's work, what I put into the world through the journal deck and my teachings and my products. And I am feeling a bit like I'm on this treadmill, as she said, like, get off the treadmill of life. And even last night, it just hit me that in my journal, I wrote almost this exact statement. You know, she wrote, how did she phrase it? Like, the idea of be where you are. Be where you are. Enjoy where you are. And last night in my journal, I was in bed with Brad. We were just like, he was watching some TV. He was watching Westworld. And I was journaling. And I just had this moment of feeling anxious. So I wrote it. I wrote down my anxiety. And then the last thing I wrote was something like, enjoy where you are. And that's exactly what this, literally it says that pretty much word for word. Enjoy where you are, be in the moment, take a break. Celebrate everything you've accomplished, celebrate where you are, and just be here in this moment to figure out, like, where you're going next, Alyssa. Where are you going next? I pose that to you as well. You know, can you just be still? Can you have space long enough? Space and stillness and silence long enough where you can actually hear and feel where you are meant to go next and where you want to go next before you invite anything else into your space. Can you be still and silent long enough to hear and feel what you need to know where you're going before you invite more into your space. I think that's something that I'm in right now, very much so, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing, which is why I'm letting go of some stuff for right now and taking a hiatus with some things, because I need to be here now. I need to take a break and I need to breathe and really enjoy everything that I've created. Enjoy the new deck that I made with the Goddess Edition and the journal. And, you know, the SCC has been going strong for 6 months and the podcast has been going strong and just all of these things. Enjoy it here, guys. Enjoy all that you have right here. Before you start inviting in and getting ideas to do other things. And hey, I'm one of those people. I am such a fire sign. Oh my gosh. I am blazing all the time. I'm a fire sign in that way. I really am. And luckily my Taurus moon sign grounds me a bit. But if I don't check my fire, and I am guessing a lot of you are very fiery, passionate women who want to make change in the world, who want to love what you do, and you're just going forward. But if I don't check my fire, it will just keep blazing until it kind of like wants to burn out. So I'm checking my fire right now and like just kind of trying to keep the coals hot. Still on, not out, but I need to like, you know, it doesn't need to be a bonfire all the time. Just like how she says, you know, Rebecca Campbell, again, with that season, life's work, you know, just like a flower, nothing is always in bloom. And she says that in her book. I might be confusing the books. Might be Rise, Sister, Rise. Might be Light is the New Black. I apologize. I don't remember. But she says, you know, nothing in nature. We've heard this in other places, other quotes and things too. Nothing in nature blooms all year. Nothing. And so allow yourself to have that downtime. It doesn't mean that it's forever. It doesn't mean you have to go into hibernation mode completely and do nothing, or that it's going to be very long, but take a break. You do not, and no one is telling you that you have to. I wrote that in my journal last night. No one is telling you that you have to keep going at warp speed all the time. You tell yourself that. So I'm choosing to rewrite that narrative in my head right now and step back a bit, pull back, like I said, that word, to let myself, you know, remind myself that this is my life's work. This is not just a season of work. I want this to be my life's work. And if I want this to be my life's work, then I need to pull back and I need to decompress and I need to rest. All the REs, rest, reflect, reassess, reevaluate, recharge, renew, all the REs. And I'm inviting you to do that too if you feel called to do that right now in the middle of summer when life can be about play and a little more lightness. And typically summer feels that way. And that's even why I love summer, and that's why I wanted my wedding to be in summer, because of that lightness and vitality and energy. And just let yourself have that for a bit before the season changes. And before you know it, you're going to feel ready to bloom again and step forward again. To blaze forward again and bloom open. But right now you feel the need to pull back and to contract a bit, and that's okay if that's how you feel. There will be a time soon enough where you feel ready to bloom back open and expand again, just like that flower. But right now for me, that's not where I am. I'm feeling the call to really focus on the things that are already withstanding, like the retreat and the SCC, and focus on what I truly want to be there for, which is my wedding, which is Brad. And a part of this podcast feels like a bit of me reassuring myself, talking this out, that I have permission. I'm giving myself, no one has to give me permission, but I have to give myself permission. And you have to give yourself permission too, to do that, to take a break if you need it, to rest, to decompress. And I think there's also some heaviness that's going on too with the world right now, with so much and the border crisis and all the things. And maybe we're, well, I don't think it's maybe. I think a lot of us are feeling it collectively. You know, Danielle Laporte, another favorite of mine, said in her email that she, I just read it today. She said, these times call for deep breathing so you can hitch your passion to do mindful action. So breathe. These times call for deep breathing so you can hitch your passion to mindful action. And I'm feeling that. The heaviness of the world, the heaviness of like my to-do list that feels like it grows. These times call for deep breathing. So breathe, just breathe, guys. Like, let's just breathe. Let's just take more moments to breathe and to just be and not do so much. That way that we can have those moments where the light will be revealed to us. I literally just, that was the card that I pulled after I pulled this take a break card. There was this card and it was called Anna, Grandmother of Jesus. And a part of the message was that your light will be revealed to you. And I feel that way. I feel like the light, whatever my light is, will be revealed to me. And so will yours be. After you take some time to rest, like what needs to come through will come through. But you have to also create the space for that to come through. So that's what I'm doing right now. And that's what I'm, you know, if that feels aligned for you, then let's just all breathe together and just rest. And like Danielle said, you know, focus on the deep sweetness that is summer. Whenever life feels like it's spinning, when the world and the chaos and downright evil that there is in the world, there is good too, but there is evil. That can we still try to feel the deep sweetness of summer and rest? And that you have to take that time to breathe and take care of yourself so that you can show up for others, so that you can advocate and crusade for others who are marginalized or who need you. And that's the part where then you can take care of yourself and breathe, and that's the hit your passion. That's where then the light will be revealed to you and the passion will flood in, and then you'll be able to take the mindful action to help others and just show up and serve the world on your highest vibration possible. And right now I am like the arrow, I imagine, that's pulling back. And it's even what I posted on Instagram. Something, what did I say? Knowing when to pull back or blaze forward shapes greatness. Knowing when to pull back or blaze forward shapes greatness. So where are you right now? Are you in the pullback? Are you the arrow that's pulling back, pulling back, pulling back, pulling back? Where you know you're going to catapult eventually forward, but you need to pull back right now first. Or are you blazing forward? You have to go with where your aligned energy is. I'm personally in the pullback phase. And then I feel like in September, something's going to be like, meow, and it's going to just fly off, and I'll bring out these three new offerings and work with people closely one-on-one again, which is something I'm just itching to do, but I know it's not the right time because I know that other things, especially the wedding, deserve my fullest heart and attention. But that's something that only you can answer. I don't know what that answer is for you. I just know that for me personally, if you're feeling anything like me, then it's pullback. And it's focusing on the here and the now and the present moment and what you do have. Even if you do have goals of where you want to go, right now, more than anything, it doesn't feel like the time to necessarily go full on, full tilt with those goals. It feels like the time to just be still and silent and grateful and appreciative of right here and right now. And then from that spaciousness, coming full circle, we will be able to take mindful, aligned action. As Jess Lively, who I've been jamming on her podcast, alignment before action. I feel like I'm undergoing a massive amount of alignment right now with how I want to feel. And I want to feel space. So I'm making space. And I had even some of my biz friends who said, like, good for you for making space, for not doing the weekly newsletter and taking a hiatus. And when I tell people, like, I've shared with a couple people that I'm going to be backing off a bit from, like, the podcast. I'm not going to do it in July. And I'm not going to recruit for the SEC in July. And you know what everyone's told me? Good for you. I'm like, so does this mean everyone's kind of been hoping I'm going to do that? Because the way that they say it is like, oh, thank gosh. Like, woman needs to chill. That's kind of the vibe I've gotten. They're all like, good for you. You really need to do that. I think that you really should do that. So I feel like everyone's on board with it. And I know I need no one else's permission, but it does feel good for other people to validate how I'm feeling. And I'm going to go forward with it, guys. I'm going to go forward with it. I'm checking myself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? That's what I'm doing. And I wanted to share that with you and be honest with you about where I am and what's up for me. And know that I absolutely will still be here. I will still pop in and out of social media. If you want to direct message me, I'll still be here. But I'm just going to be focusing on the places that need me most right now. And I know what those are. I'm very clear on what those are and who those people are. My retreat ladies, my SEC ladies, different things like that. So I think it's important to have that clarity, and it's a good feeling, right? It's good to know what's up for you and what's clear for you. And I wish that for you as well. And I think that the only way you're going to find it is if you take enough time to be still and to honor that space, give yourself that space so that all of that clarity can come. If you're always overriding yourself with noise and doing, it's very hard to hear the messages of your heart. That heart listening I was referring to, you will feel like you hear nothing if you don't ever make space for your heart or your soul or spirit or your intuition, whatever you choose to name it. It'll be hard if you don't practice that soulful listening skill. And you can even journal with that. You know, you can literally like ask your heart a question and write it on a piece of paper and then see what then the heart or the intuition or whatever, what does it write back to you, and then write that statement. I personally do it just in my mind with my eyes closed like a meditation, really. But you can do it in a journal as well. This is the journal deck, so try it in a journal too. And I can't wait for what's coming, guys. I am so excited to be able to share with you what I'm working on and to be able to work with you guys also one-on-one as a mentor. I am so stoked about. I've got some goodness coming, but I know that I need time to fully flush it out, you know? So I'm giving myself the space and the grace. Ooh. Quotable. Give yourself grace and space. Give yourself grace and space. I love that. Okay, I think that's as good a time as any to sign off. So thank you so, so very much for being here and giving me this opportunity to do this. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the grace and the space. There we go. Thanks for giving me the grace and the space, guys. I love you so much, and I will be back. The intention is in August. Keep up with me on Instagram at the Journal Deck in the meantime, and I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Self-Care Spotlight, brought to you by the Journal Deck. Until next time, I am Alyssa Cousins, signing off for the Journal Deck. Mwah. I will see you guys soon. Music by Lee Rosevere.